The Black Citadel. Part 1. The Dwarf King's Son. Art thou one who fears the dark, who trembles at that which might be hiding there? To many eyes the servant of evil is the very darkness. Were it so, thy path is simple if thou must choose betwixt the light and the dark. Men say that evil is a turncoat, which lies behind many a face, and lurks in that which is thought safe, only to destroy its prey like a thief in the night. Consider then the converse. Evil may exist in the light, and goodness reside in its stead in the darkness. The darkness which may hide thee from thy tormentors, likewise from them who hunt thee. Consider then that most men prefer the darkness, so they may sleep soundly in night's embrace. Ask thyself whether evil and good are truly in opposition. Maybe they are opposite poles, or maybe neither of them in truth exists. Archangel Alugard, the Lightbringer. Prologue. Hear my words, for I am the Dark Lord. Come, embrace the darkness and the power that would let you gain dominion over all life. Surrender your soul and mind to this ancient force, whose existence frightens the weak and ignorant, but hardens those who are curious and hunger for power. Those who are ignorant call it evil. Well, they know nothing. Many are simple creatures who fear that which they do not understand. Like talons, fear claws a weak soul into shreds when the powers of darkness make themselves manifest. Power is the word I call this ancient force, my dear friend. Victory is far distant, say the weak-minded wise, yet so close. For aeons I have explored what exists beyond. Down in the innermost darkness of the dark, I have spent eternity searching for the true force. And I have found it. I have found the power. 1,000 words cannot describe the feeling that I and the favored who live by the guiding principles of power feel. Defy the powerful, and you will be tormented until the end of time. Demonic fires from the inner circles of the inferno will rend and consume your soul. Demented howls from beasts you have never even seen in your worst nightmares will benumb your ears, and your body will be pierced by the demon prince's foul weapons of slaughter. Fear me and my equals, for my words are made law. Abstract is made real. You write your crude laws in ink. I write mine in blood. I know that my temptations and laws would have coiled around you like a serpent, and thrown you down if this formidable outside force had not thwarted me so. I know fate, your fate, which many wish to control. You will soon be branded, my dear friend, and even if you deem it a punishment, it is but a faithful deliverance unto us. If your feeble-minded side will lead you upon their path, fate has served up complications, and you will suffer excruciating annihilation. The night will be darker, and the day in effect likewise, and things will cease to exist. The world you know is being obliterated, and you must admit to yourself how unclean it has become. Come to us, come to me, to the power, to the glory, and to a force beyond the comprehension of the weak. Change and cleanse the world of its impurity. You would be respected and held.